The Commission on Government Forecasting and Accountability will come to order. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Representative Belloc here. Senator Brady. Senator Frerichs. Representative McCarthy.
Here.
Senator Murphy.
Here.
Representative Myers. Representative Nekritz.
Yes.
Representative Hall.
Yes.
Representative Riggs.
Here.
Senator Schoenberg.
Present.
Senator Severson.
Here.
Senator Trotter.
Total 8 members answering the roll. We will proceed with our business, or at least explain why we're no longer going to be acting on the businesses which is on today's agenda. Late yesterday, I received a communication from the governor's office, an inquiry from the governor's office as to whether they could have, in light of the current budgetary deliberations, whether they could have more time for the commission to issue an advisory opinion. I informed the administration that the statute calls for us to take a vote on this by July 28th, and that while we had stopped the clock on the Howe proceedings, those were really extenuating circumstances, namely the former governor's arrest, subsequent impeachment. So I indicated to the administration that a far preferable option, that since we denied Howe, it would be likely that the commission would look the same way upon a request for more time to vote. And there's also been some discussion at the Capitol advanced by the administration of suspending this process entirely, which some of us may agree with, and many of us probably don't. So in light of all that, the option that I recommended that they take is to withdraw the request, but to indicate in writing that they, if they so desired, whether or not they wanted to reserve the right to come back and refile, but that we were going to follow the statute and we were going to follow the processes, and that therefore, that's why under my door, I received a voicemail late last night that there was a letter under my door, a copy of which all of you have. So does anybody have any questions? I'm not withdrawing it. I'm not withdrawing it. The administration is withdrawing it, but they've indicated they're withdrawing the notice of intent that was filed by the director of the Department of Juvenile Justice in mid-late March, and that they reserve the right to refile the notice in the future. So does anybody have any questions on that? I think this is probably a better outcome than coming in and asking us for more time. Representative Belloc.
So does that mean then that that time period of July 28th is lifted also?
That's the direct consequence of it, yes.
Okay.
And because this is a correctional facility, if in fact they do wish to close it again, the process would start all over.
Okay, thank you.
They'd have to be a hearing. So those of you who missed the opportunity to go down south of Alton to Grafton may yet have another chance. Any other questions? All right, seeing no further questions, Senator Severson moves that the commission now stand adjourned. Thank you very much for your time.